Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph. We're learning today Le'il Nishmas Li Schreiber, Ayile ben Moshe, and David Dumroff, David ben Mordechai. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of Chalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael. Everyone there should be safe and successful, bringing back the Chatufim in all of their missions. Be'ezus Hashem, those in need of a Refuah Shleim should have one b'mehira, and there should be Shalom HaKla Yisrael. Okay, we pick up on the very top line at the two dots with the words Tana Rabbanan, Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph. The following braisa is brought down, Tana Rabbanan. Hanosein Eitzim L'Chorosh, if a person gives wood to a carpenter, Chorosh is a carpenter, Lassus Mam Kisi, gives him the wood in order that he should turn it into a chair, make it into a chair. However, instead, this carpenter made it into a bench, V'Osem Mam Safsol, or vice versa, alternatively, he gave him wood for making a Safsol, V'Osem Mam Kisi, instead he made it into a chair. So he didn't do what he was asked to do, so he's an inadvertent ganav, like we'd spoken out previously, and therefore, Rav Meir Omer, no sin lo demei etzav. He was kone this chair or bench that he inadvertently had made and had stolen, because he didn't have the right to do it. He was charged to make a bench, and he made a chair, or he was charged to make a chair, and he made a bench, so therefore, he's an inadvertent ganav, Rav Meir l'shitaso, and therefore, all he has to do is pay back for the wood that he stole. Inadvertently, he stole it, so he has to pay for the wood. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, Im Hashevach Yoser al Hayitziah. If on the other hand, on one hand, the benefit in making this chair or bench inadvertently that he had done is more than the actual cost of his yitziah, his efforts in making that, whatever raw materials he needed to do that, and or his work possibly. So if his shevach, making that, let's say it was worth $100 as wood, and now it's worth $140, and his expenses were $20, so the shevach is $40, which is more than the yitziah, so all the carpenter gets, no sin, no yitziah, the person who owned the wood, all he has to do is pay the carpenter for the yitziah, and he gets back the chair or the bench that was given to him inadvertently, and he is kone that item, even though he's not paying the full price for it. He only has to pay him for yitziah. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso, as we've explained previously as well, that he agrees with the Rav Meir that technically you're kone, but he doesn't want this inadvertent ganav to benefit from it, so he only gives him the lesser of the two, either the shevach or the yitziah, whichever is less. So in the situation with the shevach, it's worth now 140, is worth more than the 20 that he put in for the yitziah, so then all the original person, the owner of the wood, has to pay is for the yitziah, the 20 expenses. If, on the other hand, the yitziah, yisera l'shevach, if the yitziah, the expenses, is actually more than the change in the benefit, so then, no sin l'se shevach, all he has to do is pay for the shevach. So it was vice versa. It was $40 worth of expenses, only $20 worth of shevach, so all he has to do is pay him $20, and he gets to keep the chair or the bench. By the way, Umo the Remeya, the Brice says the Remeya agrees with Rav Yehuda, if he gave the wood to the Chorosh to make him a nice chair, and the carpenter instead made a not nice chair, but also named Kisei Ko'or, we had the word Ko'or yesterday, means a lousy chair. So then, likewise, if he gave him the wood to build a Safsul Noah, but also Safsul Ko'or, and instead he built a lousy bench, so then in this situation, even Rav Meir agrees, in Mashevach Yosef al Yitziah, Nosi Lo Demei Yitziah. Since here the item is extant, so therefore, he didn't get what he asked for, but the item is still extant, so therefore, he just has to pay for the less of the two. If the benefit, it went up to 140, but the expenses were only 20, he just has to give him 20 bucks, no sin lo demei yitziah, and he gets back the chair, or the bench, whenever it was that was made. If the expenses were 40, the shevach was only 20, so no sin lo demei shevach, all he has to do is paying for the 20 of the shevach, and then he gets to keep the chair or bench that was made for him. Okay, Ibailu, the SMA's manager, the following Shiloh, who spent a lot of rest of this year on this Shiloh, Ye Shevach Samonim Alatzemer, O Ein Shevach Samonim Alatzemer. Rashi explains very beautifully and simply, as he always does. Rashi says that the question over here is, Klomer, Chazusa Milsahi, O La Milsa. Is the appearance, the change in this wool from being white to now being colored wool, it was dyed with whatever dye it was, so then, is that considered substantive or is it not considered substantive? Is the appearance, the chazusa, considered milsi? Is that something? Or lab milsi? It's not considered something, and therefore we'll see nafkaminas as to which opinion you hold. That's the question asked in Beis Medrash. Is the samonim, is the dye on the wall something or is it not considered something? Is it substantive? And you therefore will have the nafkamina, that substantive item is there, or we say, no, it's not substantive, and therefore there'll be a nafkamina in the other direction. And now let's see. Gemara has a lot of questions to try to prove it one way or the other. So the first question is, Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hechidami. If you're telling me, ilemo, the gozal samonim, that somebody robbed these dyes, these samonim, V'dakinu, and then they chopped it up, utrinu, and then they soaked it in water in order to make the liquid dye, and then v'tzava behen, and then they went and colored the wool. So then, what's your question? Teibuk le mishum dekininu bishinoi. Whoever this robber was, when he chopped up these dyes and then soaked them in water, so that's a shinoi. So then he acquired it. So what are you asking me? What difference does it make whether the dye now in the wool is considered substantive or not? The guy stole the dyes and acquired them. Again, in the halacha steal. We mentioned this many times. We're just interested here. What is halacha l'maisa? So all this ganav has to do is pay back kishas gzela, whatever those dyes were worth at the time of the gzela, and he now owns these dyes, so whatever he did with the wool, so this question doesn't get off the ground. So that can't be what the question was. So the Gemara says, you're right, lo tzricha, we're dealing here with the gozal samonim shiruyin. The ganav stole over here liquid dyes. These dyes were already chopped up. They're already soaked in water. And now he steals this dye. V'tzava behu. And he went and dyed it. So now the question is, my, what is the halacha? Do we say, yesh shevach samonim al gabei tzeber? Do we say that the shevach of the dye, this dyed wool that is now on top of the original wool, this dye that's been taken in by the wool, do we say, Damalei, havli samanoi dishkaltinhu? Can the person who had his dye stolen, can he say, give me back my dye? It's substantive, give it back to me. You have it, I want it back. Odilmod, we say, no, ain't shevach samon agabi etzemer, that this dye, this chazuta, this appearance of the dye, is not considered substantive, and therefore, Damalei, and the ganav can say, leslucha gabai lomidi, I don't have anything of yours. Gemara says, what? You don't have anything in mind? How could that possibly be? I'm reading where it says, let's even assume that we don't consider the dye substantive. Can the guy just push him off? Can the robber just push him off and say, that you have nothing by me? Of course not. Namely, the one who had the dye stolen from him can say, give me back my dyes. The absent did tenu, because you caused me the loss of these dyes. They're worth $50. Give me back the $50 worth of dye. So again, this can't be the question that we were asking, because it doesn't make any sense. So again, we continue and say, this is the question that the Gemara was asking in the Boyaluhu. Elahach Gisa, go in this direction and say, Ein shevach samonin agabi hetzemer uboy shlumile. Do we say that in this situation, we don't consider the shvach to be substantive, and therefore the person has to pay him for the dyes that he stole? Or do we say, O Dilma, yei shevach samonin agabi hetzemer? No, that dye is substantive, the amale, and the robber has the right to say back to the owner, well, take your dye back. Homanche kamoch shaklinu. Here is your dye. Well, take it out of the wool, and it's yours. Well, I said, that doesn't make any sense either. Shaklinu, how are you supposed to take out the dye? You're right. You could go and remove the dye by bleaching the wool with some sort of a detergent. But my shaklinu, how are you going to do that? You're going to do a bitzvon, you're going to take boris, you're going to take some sort of a detergent and get rid of the dye? You're right. Okay, so that will make the wool white again. Tzofun aburi mi'aver, yes, it will make the wool white, and it will get rid of the dye, but the dye is gone. Hashavu l'wavit, that dye is now gone. You can't go and give back the dye. So that can't be what the question was. So it says, you're right. This is the question. Elohach mayaskina. This is the question that we're asking. Kigon. The gazal semer v'samonim dechad. The ganav over here stole the wool and the dyes from the same person. So he stole already liquid dye, and he already stole wool. So there's no shinoi over here in him doing anything yet. And now, v'tzadei lahau semer b'hanav samonim. And now, with those dyes, that liquid dye that he stole, he now dyes the white wool that he had stolen as well, all from the same person. And here's the question. So now, he gives the wool with the dye back. He has hirurim of tshuva, and he gives the dyed wool back to the owner. And here is the question. Do we say that this is a valid return of the wool and the dye? Because yesh shevach samonin agabi etzemer, the dye is recognizable, so to say, it's chazuta milsa, it's visible and recognizable in the wool, or on the wool, so to say. So yesh shevach samonin agabi etzemer, and therefore, the komahadulei samonim, and the Kol Mahadulei Tzemer. He's returning in Kol Mahadulei Samon and Tzemer. And he, in fact, has fulfilled his obligation. He stole dye, he stole Tzemer, and he's returning both of them, albeit now together. But each one is considered a separate substantive item. The wool is substantive by itself, and the dye on the wool is considered substantive, and therefore, he is Makayim. He has a Gzela Shagaza. Or do we say no? Odilma, Ein shevach samonin agabi tzemer, that the dye that's in the wool is not considered significant over here, and therefore he didn't return the dye to him. Yes, the wool he returned to him. However, Samonim lo mahadle, but he hasn't yet accomplished the returning of the dye. That is the question they ask in the base medrash. So where it answers, Amre, Tebukle, Diakerle, Niale Bidme. So why does the question even get off the ground? He's giving him back dyed wool. So the dyed wool has more value than the plain wool. So again, in my example, let's say the dyed wool was worth $100, and the dyed wool is worth $140. So now, when he gives him back the dyed wool, he's paying him back $140. So even if the dye was worth $25, $30, he's giving him back more than the value of it. And he's giving him back the wool, which is still worth the same $100. So therefore, he paid him back. So again, what is your question? Your question doesn't get off the ground. So tomorrow he's going to give several terutzim. The first terutz is lo tzricha, you need it over here, dizol tziva. It's when over here, the dyed wool is actually less expensive than the dye. So instead of it being the wool was 100 and the dyed wool is now worth 140, the wool is 100. That stays the same. The dyed wool is only worth 110. And the dye itself is worth 20. So you have here somewhat the paradox that the dyed wool is actually worth less than the wool separate and the dye separate. So if you're saying, well, this is substantive, so I'm giving you back the 110, and that includes your dye and the wool, and the Haitian Saxela Shagazel. Or do we say, no, it's not considered substantive, and therefore, while you return them dyed wool, the dye you haven't returned yet, and you have to pay him $20 worth of dye. Okay, maybe since you're giving him 110, you'd only have to give him $10 more, but the bottom line is, you didn't return the dye, even though the dye is there, but you didn't return the dye. So this is the situation. Dizol tziva. Now, Rashi over here says in the scenario of Dizol tziva, he says, Tzemer tzavua huzal ba'olam. Rashi says that it is the dyed wool that has gone down in price. Dein magiin shevach l'dmei samonim. And it's worth less together than each one individually. And therefore, the Amalei Nigzal, the one who was stolen, can say, Ani o yisi mocher samonim. If the samonim was still around and worth 20, I would sell them for 20. But if I wanted to, I could do whatever I want with it. But the bottom line is, you didn't return me the full amount. Now Rashi says, therefore, that the dye hasn't gone down in value, but only the dyed wool has. The Guyan Ashas, the Eger, has a Tzarech Iyun Gadol on this. And he had questions. Rashi questions the whole Gemara. I heard from my Rebbeim, where Rekiva Eger has a Tzarech Iyun Gadol, that's an impossible kasha. We don't have an answer for it. There have been svar written on the Tzarech Iyun Gadol of Rabbi Akiva, and the bottom line is that they don't come up with good answers for all of the Tzarech Iyun Gadol that Rekiva Eger has. In any event, Rekiva Eger says over here in the Gilgal Shas, Fizeh, Dizol Tziva, Hainu Dezemer Tzavua, who's our Rashi says, Avol Hasamonim Atzbon Lo Huzlu. But you have somewhat the paradox that the dye itself is still worth the same amount, and it's only the dyed wool that's worth less. The Tamuali says, that's shocking. That's a difficult thing to understand. The Lamai Tzrichel says, why did Rashi go and force this explanation over here? V'amai Lo Amrinim, why didn't Rashi say, Bibshita, simply, Du Huzlu Samonim, V'yapta Gamelu, Mochwen, Lo Yamochwen, Biyoke. The dye and the dyed wool both went down in price. Dyes went down in price. Mikol Mokom, Kivan de Ein Shevach Samonim, Lo Mikri HaShava, since it's not considered giving it back if you hold that the dye is not considered substantive. So, Kinev HaGzela, it's no different than if the Gzela was lost, the Mishalim Kishas HaGzela. And he says, I don't understand this. And then he goes further, and he says, Nem is koshli gama la gemara. He said, the whole gemara is very difficult to understand over here, and he leaves it with a tzarech iyun gadol. Okay, we'll leave that for now, and we'll just go, that was teretz number one, that the dyed wool went down in price, albeit the dye, like Rashi says, still stayed the same. So therefore, the person who had the dye and the wool stolen from him can argue, if it's not substantive, that you didn't return to me the dye. If it is substantive, he can't argue, that's the nafkamina. That was the question that they asked in the base medrash. We still haven't given the answer to that, but now we at least understand the question. That's teretz number one. The bayis emor, Rashi has the gear, so inami. Another teretz is, kigon shetzava behu kofa. Now, there are three explanations of this, two in Rashi, one in Tosos. Shetzava behu kofa. So the first explanation in Rashi goes as follows. And he says that Gozal Kof, he stole a monkey, v'samonim, and the dye, v'tzava es hakof, and then he dyed the monkey, umachzirlo, and he returned the monkey colored. He returned a monkey with red dye all over the monkey's fur. The lo yakele, that didn't make the monkey any more valuable. The monkey was worth $1,000 beforehand, and it's worth $1,000, whether it's dyed red or whether it's a normal color of the monkey's hair. So therefore, that's the second possible nafkamina to the question. Did he return the die? If you say the die is substantive, yeah, then he returned the die. If you say the die is not substantive, so then it didn't go up at all in price, the monkey being died, so therefore he didn't return it, and therefore he would have to pay for the die. That's the first shot over here in Rashi for the second teretz. Then Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, alternatively, there's another shot over here, the Amri law, Kupa shel nitzarim, that this is like a wicker basket. And therefore, the wicker basket, if it's colored with a dye or not colored with dye, again, doesn't go up in price. Just like the monkey. It doesn't make a difference if the monkey went with dye or not. It doesn't make the monkey more valuable. So too, the wicker basket with dye in it is not more valuable. So if you say it's substantive, so he returned it. If you say it's not substantive, chazus alav milsehi, so then he didn't return the dye, and that would be the nafkamina. That's the question they ask in Beis Medrash. That's teretz number two to teretz number two. The third teretz to Teretz number two, the third explanation of Teretz number two, can be found in Tosos. The Tzava B'hu Kupa. And he says, first he gives Rashi Pshat, Pirush Kuntri Shagos HaKof HaSamonim Shruyin, the Tzava HaSakof, he died the monkey, but Tosos doesn't like that. He said, it's Tema, Dim Kain, Afsadeh B'yadayim, so then he destroyed it with his hands, and of course he would have to give it back. So he doesn't agree with Rashi's shot, at least the first one. He doesn't say anything about the second one, but Mustami would say the same thing about the second shot. And therefore, Tosu says a third answer over here, third explanation, the Nira Lefarish. He says this is the way you have to understand it, that Tzava Bahu Kufa, that the monkey went and colored with it. Klomar Begrius. In other words, it wasn't dyed well, Ubechiyur, and it was a lousy job, as if Ke'en Kof Shu Mechor, like this monkey that is lousy. So in any event, that would be the third teretz. So if you say that even though it's mechur, it's returned, it's substantive, so then he returned the die. If you say it's not substantive, so then he didn't return the die. So those are the three terutzim over here that we have for the explanation of the kof, teretz number two. Now we have the third teretz. Ravina Amar, Hochma Yaskin, you know what we're talking about, Kigon Ditzemer Dechad, Ditzamonim Dechad. There are two different people over here. One owned the wool and one owned the die. The ka'ase kof, and a monkey comes, not a robber, a monkey comes along and takes this dye, the tzave lahu tzemer b'hanach samonim. He steals the dye, the monkey, so to say, takes the dye. The monkey's a wild monkey, nobody owns this monkey, so nobody's going to have to pay for the damages that the monkey did. And therefore, this wild monkey goes and takes the dye and goes and dyes the wool. Now, if you say, yei sheva samonim agabit tzemer, that in fact, the dye is there, so then, so then the owner of the dye can say to the owner of the wool, give me back my dye. It's substantive. It's there. I want my dye back. Oh, Dilmore, you can say no. Ain't shalach simon megabi tzemer. It's not considered substantive. Chazus alav milsehi, Rashi says, v'yamalei les l'cha bagai klum. I got nothing with you. And therefore, you're not entitled to anything back. So that is the question according to Ravina. No, what is the answer? Now we have three different interpretations to what the question was. Do we say chazus milsehi, or do we say chazus alav milsehi, to put it in Rashi's wordage? And now we'll try to give the answer. Toshma, we'll bring an answer from the following Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Orla. The Mishnah Orla tells us, beged shetzivo beklipe Orla, if a garment was dyed with the rinds or the peels of Orla. Orla is also for the first 3 years, it's also Bahana. So then, this is considered substantive, and Yidolek, you have to go and burn it, because you can't get this dye out, and therefore you're not going to get Hana from this garment that has been dyed with Klipe Orla, and therefore you have to burn it. Oh, what do you see? Amo Chazusa Milsi. As Rashi had used the terminology, here's the Gemara used the same terminology. You see it's substantive. You see that the dye is considered substantive. In fact, so much so, that you have to go burn the garment. So, our question is asked and answered. Is Chazus a Milsi? The answer is yes, from this Mishnah in Arla. The Gemara says, La Bafka, Omar Rabba, that's the Girsa that we have. Some say that the Girsa should be Rabba. In any event, whoever it was, Rabba or Rabba, they said, no, Arla is a separate din. Hana Hanire Lo'enayim Asra Torah. The Torah gave a special prohibition in regards to Arla. Even if it's not substantive, if it's visible to the eye, so then the Torah forbade it. The Tanya, as we see in the following brisa, the pasuk says, "Arelim lo yeyochel." The whole pasuk is, "V'chisavol aretz unetatem koleitz machol va'araltem orla." So es peryo shloshim yelochem arelim lo yeyochel. So you're not allowed to go and eat it when it's orla. Ein liel israchila. So the pasuk says, "Arelim lo yeyochel." I can't eat orla. How do I know? How do I know you're not allowed to get any hana from Arla? This hana would include below yitzpa bo, you're not allowed to go and die with the klipe Arla, below yadlik bo esaner, you're not allowed to use it for firewood, for fuel, so you can't take the fruits and use it for firewood, and you can't use it for anything. So Talmud Lomer, how do we know this? Because the beginning of the pasuk says, Va'araltem Arla so es pirio, shaloshanim yelochem arelim lo yeyochel. Gemara skips those middle words. And this extra baraltim or lasso esperio is lirabos is kulam. That comes to prohibit any type of anah that is near leinayim, asra Torah, and therefore this is a unique din by Arla, and you can't learn it out in general to say chazusa milsa or not chazusa milsa in regards to a die. Try again. Tashma. Bring the following braisa. The Braisa says, Beged shetsuvo beklipe shvius. If you go and dye a garment with the rinds, with the peels of shmita, of shvius fruit, so then also yidolik, you have to go and burn it. Because there's shmita in there, and there's a din at the end of the period of time, so you have to go and there's a biur, a din of biur in shmita, so this is considered substantive, that it's in the garment, and you have to go and burn it. Oh, what do you see? Let's learn out from here that the chazusa is milsi. It's considered substantive. And the Gemara says, no, again, not necessarily so. Shiny hasam. Shemitah is different as well. You have psukim to tell you it's different. The Amakor, the pasuk says, tihyeh, v'hemdecho v'lachaya asher bi'artzecha, tihyeh kol tvuaso le'achol. So the tihyeh means, b'hava yosot hey, it remains as it is. And therefore, even if you turn it into a die, it still is considered Shemitah. The pasuk says so. So in regards to Shemitah, just like as we said by psukim, in regards to Arla, it's considered significant. However, that is not necessarily something that we can generalize and say that applies every place else. Those psukim are only by Arla and Shemitah specifically. And therefore, we still have our question, is chazusa milsi in regards to a die in other regards? Yes or no, that question still remains, and we don't have a teretz to it. Now, we turn to Kufala from the days, and we'll have a sidebar to this. Rava Rami, Rava says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Arla that we just had, Beged Shetzavo B'Klipi Arla Yidolik, that if you have a garment that was made with the klipi, with the rinds or the shells, the peels of Arla, you have to go and burn it. It is considered substantive. Alma, you see from there, Alma Chazusa Milsi, we do see there that that's considered substantive, albeit we brought down that's based upon psukim that can only be learned for Arla and not generalized to everything else. But even that then, we seem to have a question on the Rimini. We have a Mishnah in Arlos that seems to disagree with that. The Mishnah Arlos says, Reviz Dam Shenivlo Bebayis. If you have a Reviz Dam, which normally is Metame Ba'ohel, so if you have a regular Reviz of Dam that is extant, so then it's Metame Ba'ohel. If this was Dam that came from a mace, so then this Dam is going to have the same din as if there was a Kizayis of the mace in the Ohel, and anything under the Ohel, any Kalim underneath that Ohel, will become Tame. So if you have a Reviz Dam Shenivlo or Bibayis, it's absorbed into the house. So the house can't become tame. Nevertheless, habayis tame, any utensils in that house will become tame. As Rashi says, the kalim should be bayis. The bayis will be kabel tumah. The house can't be kabel tumah. It's attached to the ground. Things that are attached to the ground aren't kabel tumah. However, the karki, it's karki, as Rashi says. But the kalim that are there, that is considered substantive, and therefore the house is considered an ohel in regards to the tumah that is there. And the first opinion is that habayis is tummy, meaning the utensils there are metame with the ohel capacity. But the amile, others had the girsa habayis tar, that the kalim in the house are tar. Now, according to the opinion that says the kalim in the house are tar, it's not considered substantive. So the two opinions seem to contradict each other. The opinion that says habayis tameh says that it is substantive, and the opinion that says habayis tar says it's not substantive. So what's going on? So it says lo pligi, it's not internally contradictory, it's not internally inconsistent, because it's talking about two different scenarios. Ha bekelim dehavu meikara. That opinion that says habayis tameh, meaning that the utensils in the house are tameh, those utensils were there when there was the actual reviz dam that was extant. It hadn't yet been absorbed into the house, and therefore those utensils were under the same ohel as a revi is dam, and they all became tameh. But then the opinion, the gear said it said habayis tahar, that's talking about habi kalim the asu libisof. That's after the revi is dam got absorbed into the house, then you brought in kalim, so that opinion said that the revi is dam in the house can no longer be metameh. Now, nivlos b'chisus. Now here's where we get to our question. If it was nivlo b'chisus, instead of being absorbed into the house, it was absorbed into a garment. So now, you have to see. Rowan, In if you're miskabeses haksus, if you were to wash this garment, the yotze mimena reviz dam, and you could calculate that a reviz dam came out of it. Rashi says shem yitnu mayim b'mido. You put in, let's say, a reviz of water, and yimtzu reviz yotze, and you get back two reviz in. One is the water, and one is the reviz dam. So if you're able to go and pull out of this garment a reviz of dam, which you can tell because you put in a reviz of water and you got back two reviz, so one was a reviz of water that you put in, and the other reviz of dam that was in this garment. So therefore, in that situation, in miskabeses haksus v'yosi men reviz dam. So then, now the gifts we have is tmeya, because it seems like it's talking about the garment, which is a feminine word. So therefore, it says tmeya, but it's actually talking about that now there is a reviz dam over here, and it's making the house, the bayis, tamei, and therefore the other utensils there are now tamei. So if that is the way to understand it, then the word should be tamei, not tmeya. In any event, if you can pull out the reviz dam, so then we consider it substantive. Lav, and if you can't pull out reviz dam, then tahora, again, that's the girsa that we have, because it seems to imply that the shirt is tahora, but it really means that the house is tar, and that the other kelim that are now brought there are not tar. Because Rashi points out that the garment is definitely tamei no matter what. The garment was in contact with reviz dam, and the only question is now, can you pull it out or not? So the garment is definitely tamei, tmeya. So therefore, that is not the question. The question is the capability there to pull out the reviz dam? If yes, then it will be matame all other utensils that are in this house. If it's not, then it won't be the time of these utensils. But the bottom line is, you see over here that the appearance is not considered to be significant, because you can see that this is a bloody shirt, but only if you can pull out the actual reviz dam is it considered to be metame. So it looks here, therefore, that chazusa lav milsehi. So Rava's question, or Rava's contradiction is, in the Mishnah Arla, we said that the klipe arla are considered significant chazusa milsi, whereas here we're saying that the garment chazusa lav milsi unless you can actually pull out the full reviz of dam. Some Rav Kahana says no, that's not a valid contradiction. This is mikule revios shanukan, that this entire din is a cool over here because we're dealing with the dam tevusa the rabbanon. We're not dealing here with a dam that is the araisa mitame, but as Rashi says, we're dealing here dam tevusa. What is dam tevusa? So Rashi says, horog nebuch, the person was murdered, shiots mimen reviz dam, and blood came out of him, and we don't know bechayav or ubimoso. Safi kula bechayav, safi kula bimoso. We don't know whether it was all while he was alive. Blood that comes out while you're alive is dam mitame. Person goes and gives a pint of blood at the local blood drive. So that's not metame. A coin's allowed to go into a blood drive and give blood. That's not called a reviz dam, that's metame, because it came from a live person. It's only if it comes from a dead person. And this dam tevusa, it's unclear. It's a suffix. So mid the rabbanon, the rabbi said that we're machmir, and we'll say it's metame, mid the rabbanon. But since this whole din is the rabbanon, so therefore Rav Kahana says, this is a kula that we say that the chazusa in this situation is not milsi, because the whole din is only din the rabbanon. But it doesn't contradict the din by the klipe arla that, in fact, yidale, because they are chazus and milsi by din d'oraisa. So by din d'rabbanon, it's not something that we have to be concerned about. The rabbis were makel in this situation, and therefore, there is no contradiction between this Mishnah in Ahalos and the Mishnah in Arla. Now, once we had this one contradiction, so now we bring another contradiction. Rava had the following additional contradiction. It says over here in the Mishnah in Shviyas, Tinan, Mimin Hatzovim, from the different types of dyes that are taken from Shemitah, such as Sfiche Sotim Vikotza. Rashi explains that Sfiche Kotzim and Sota, Sotim, he says, is a foreign word called Kruga, which is translated normally as Karkom, which is saffron, and Kutsa is something called Gavda, which Rashi translates Pirsh Kutsa, which means Esev Shimenu Osim Tseva Tcheles. It's a bluish type of a dye, like Tcheles. In any event, these Svichim, which are not allowed to be used, there's a din that even the self-planted stuff from Shemitah has the din of Shemitah. So therefore, the Sviche Sotim Vikotsa, so Yeshlem Shvias, they do have the din of Shvias applicable to them. Well, it may Shvias, and if you go purchase them with money, so the money gets Kedusha Shvias, and the original item still retains the Kedusha Shvias. And Yesh Lan Din Biur, there is the din of Biur in this regard, that when it's no longer available in the fields, you have to go be Mavair it. What exactly does that mean? So there are many different opinions, at least three different opinions amongst the Rishonim, that you just have to make it Hefker, and then you can take it back yourself, or you have to literally go and burn it, or you have to just bring it out of your house, and whoever wants to take it, go take it in at the time of the Biur. In any event, Yesh Lan Biur, so it does have the din of Biur, Ul Mehen Biur, and even the money that was used to go and purchase this, which has Kedusha Shvias, also has a din of beer. What do you see? Alma, Eitzim, Yesh, Behem, Mishum, Kedusha Shvias. These Svichei, Sotim, Vikotza have the halachic status of wood, and nevertheless, we see that there's a din of Shemitah on them. But, Rumini, but the following brisa seems to suggest that wood doesn't have the status of Kedusha Shvias, because it says, Ale, Konim, the Ale, Gifonim, the leaves of reeds, and the leaves of a grapevine, Shegibivon, that you went and collected them and put them into a storage area. Rashi says that the word chayv is lasso sumehem machbo. You make otsar, a hidden place for them, a storage place for them. Limosachar, so you'll have them for the winter, and you'll have your firewood. So she gave them bechayve apnei hasada, and you collected them from all across the field, and you put it into the storage. So it depends. Licked only achila, if you went and collected these leaves of the reeds and the leaves of the vines for food purposes. Now, not for human beings. This is food for animals, but still, the din of Shemitah applies. So, yesh b'mishum k'tusha shvias, then it does have k'tusha shvias. But if you collected it for firewood, li'etzim, so then, ein b'mishum k'tusha shvias. So here we have the contradiction. This brisa says, etzim do not have k'tusha shvias if it was for firewood. And the previous Mishnah that we had from Shemitah said that, in fact, Eitzim Yesh B'Mishum Kedusha Shvias, the Svichei Sotim V'Kotza did have Kedusha Shvias. So what's going on? It seems to be contradictory. So Mishani, so Rav himself gives the answer, and he says, Amar Kra, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in regards to Shemitah says, V'Yisa Shabbas Ha'aretz Lochem Li'Ochla. This is a very famous drasha, Li'Ochla L'Chol Ayad L'Chol Amasecha. So it means you're allowed to eat it. B'mi Shahanaaso Uviro Shovin. That this din teaches us that Shemitah applies to anything where the Hanah that you get from it occurs at the same time as its using up, as Zbir occurs. So when you eat something, so that's when you get the Hanah, and that's when it gets used up. So that's an Isser Shemitah. Likewise, when you have over here the Svichei Sotim and Kotza, so that occurs at the same time. When you're using it here as a dye, so then the using them up as a dye occurs at the same exact time that they're used up. So therefore, that is why the Mishnah in Shviyah says that Svichei Sotim V'Kotza are in fact going to be included in the din of Li'ochla, the Mishan also of Yerushovin, as opposed to the Brice that we brought down that said that these types of wood do not have Kedusha Shviyah. That's because Yatsu Eitzim that are being used for firewood, Shanosom, Achar Biur, the only benefit that you get from them is the heat that comes from them that you're now using, let's say, to heat up your oven. So you've used up all this wood, it's burned and made the oven hot, and now you can cook in it. So the Hanah comes only after the Biur, and therefore the word La'achlo comes to teach us it has to be Hanah, so Biur Shavin. So in the case of the Svichei Sotim, the coats which are used as dyes, so when it's used up, that's when it becomes a dye. It's simultaneous. As opposed to the firewood that's being used to heat up your oven, so then the wood is used up much earlier than the hanah of the cooking. And that's the reconciliation that Rabbi has between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Her questions this and says, but wait a second. V'ha'iko eitzim the mishchon dehanasan ubiuron shavin. If you're using the Asian Eitzim for Mishchon, as Rashi says, Shemeirin Kener Avuka. If you're using it for light, Linosum Yadot, to carry as a torch in your hand, Vanaasan, as the wood is being burned up, Ubiurin, and it burns, occur at the same time. You're getting the light, Shaveh. So Techol Nem Shvias. So therefore, if you have wood that is being used for Moshcha purposes, for light purposes, not for heating up purposes or for cooking purposes, but it's being used for light purposes, so then the Anah and the beer are Shavah. So then there should be a din of Shemitah on them. So Amar Rava, Rava answers, we turn to Kuf Beis Omud Aleph. Stam Eitzim Lehasoka Hinovdim. The usual purpose of wood is for firewood, for cooking, or for heating. And there the Hanah comes afterwards. And as Rashi says in the top Rashi, Velo Lahoyer, and not for light purposes. And therefore, Hilkach, Eitzim Ninhu, it's considered firewood over here when we're dealing with the leaves of the gefanim or the reeds, and they're not for animal fodder. They were picked specifically for lighting purposes. Umiyar, therefore, at the beginning, lo chol alayu shviyas, it doesn't have the din of shmita. However, al svichei sitim stamam litzviya, the usage of the satim and the kotza is for dyes. Hilkoch chol alayu kedusha shviyas, and therefore, v'yasir liyachar biyur. That's why they're awesome after the biyur, even lehesek, even to go and burn them. V'ali konim v'kafanim, yesh sha'okhlen osan, so then they're aser. Yesh ha'masikin osan, but if it's used for lighting purposes, therefore, hilkoch basar machsheves lekita azliv, and therefore you go after the intent, and if they were picked for food, for the animal fodder, so then there is kedusha shviyas. But if they were picked for firewood, so then there is no kedusha shviyas, because the stam position is that it's for firewood, for heating purposes or for baking purposes, and therefore the hanor comes afterwards, and therefore you go after the machshava, and that's why the stam etzim lahasokahin omdim, if they were picked for firewood. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.